It's 9:38 on November 6th of 2024, and I will call to order this meeting of the San Marcos County Air Pollution Control District Board, Control District Hearing Board. Lori, would you please call the roll?
Dr. Coleman? Mr. Cook?
Here.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Mr. Saperstein? And Chair Dresser?
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. The first item of business is the approval of the minutes for the July 3rd, 2024 meeting. Members are allowed to vote on the minutes even if they did not participate, as long as they did review them. Is there any discussion with regard to the minutes? I will entertain a motion to adopt the minutes.
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Look, do we need a roll call vote for this?
No, we don't.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. The next item is staff reports. Are there any announcements or reports from staff?
Good morning, Chair Dressler, members of the hearing board. We do not have any staff updates.
Thank you. The next item is to open a public comment period for any item that's under the purview of this board but is not on the agenda today. I will open public comment.
Chair Dressler, members of the hearing board, we did not receive any public comment on items not on the agenda.
All right. With that, in hearing none, I will close public comment period. The next item is public hearings. There's one case today. Lori, would you please read this item into the record?
Case number 2024-10R, regular variance. To consider a regular variance from the District Rule 342G1 and 206, permit to operate 7149R11, conditions 3C and 6A, submitted on September 30th, 2024, for relief from conducting the biannual source testing on the tank here until the facility returns to service. The petitioner operates the equipment at the Tognazzini lease located at the Cat Canyon oil field in Santa Barbara County.
Thank you. Right now I'm going to have witnesses, including district staff, and anybody who's going to testify in this matter for this case to be sworn in. After you take the oath, I'm going to ask each of you to state your name and affiliation to the case, and if you will be testifying today. So anybody who's going to get testimony today, please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalty of perjury in accordance with the laws of California that your testimony in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, please state your name and your affiliation.
Jason Dowling, Cat Canyon Resources.
Yes, please. Is the mic on?
Jason Dowling, Cat Canyon Resources. I solemnly swear.
Caitlin McNally with the district. I do.
Amy Long with the district. And I do.
All right, thank you. At this time, I'm going to turn this case over to the petitioner from Cat Canyon Resources to make their case. This variance will require us to make certain findings, and I ask you to focus at least portion of your testimony on being able and on providing us evidence to allow us to be able to make findings, specifically why the violation was specifically that. Make sure you let us know how and why you're in violation and why that violation is out of your control. So with that, I'll turn it over to you.
Chair Dressler, members of the board, county staff, district staff, thank you this morning for allowing me to come and present this case. My name is Jason Downing, who works for Cat Canyon Resources. I've worked in Cat Canyon oil field for about 12 years under different entities. Started out with ERG. I have worked as a new construction maintenance LDR technician, health safety and environmental foreman, and finally July of this year I became the health safety and regulatory compliance manager. This is an overview of map where the oil fields are. Surrounding red are the different leases that Katanning Resources operates. This specifically is where the island of the boiler that we're talking about here for this hearing is. It's a bird's eye view of the facility. This is a process flow diagram. If you can see here in the yellow, emulsion from the field as well as field gas comes into the crude oil header located at the facility. It is then bodied up, goes into a heater treater, heats up the oil, separates the water from the oil. It then goes into one of four tanks, one being the wash tank to further dehydrate the oil, into a second tank to further dehydrate. It will go into a 2,000 barrel tank for sales. The boiler in question is used to heat the tanks up to keep it at a temperature that allows for transportation into tankers. Thanks. Another bird's eye view, one more. And this is the exact location of the boiler in question. And there's a pretty picture, sorry. September 28, 2017, San Marcos County APCD determined that the application for the ATC to replace this boiler was complete. The facility was granted an IPAP for the replacement of the boiler on October 3rd. On September 16th, Aeros Environmental notified the district of the initial intent for the source test to occur. Since then, biannual source testing has occurred 2020-2022. On May 3rd, Alliance Technical Group submitted to the district a test protocol with a test date of May 29th, and that plan was approved by the district on May 7th. Next, please. The day of the scheduled source testing, a call came in from the operations stating that the top Mazzini lease wells were being shut in due to electrical line maintenance. The pumping units are powered by PG&E service, which meant that the fuel and produced gas used to supply the boiler would be shut in. On July 23rd, APC district staff informed CCR that the district approved a request to extend the source testing deadline for good cause. The extension was valid for an additional 60 days from the default testing window and must be performed by September 30th, 2024. Operations field-wide ceased in June of 2024. It would be unreasonable at this time for Katanning Resources to start this equipment for the sole purpose of source testing due to the fact that the tank heater fires on-field gas. Source testing cannot be completed until the facility resumes production operations. At this time, Katanning Resources is unsure when production operations will resume, and as a result, CCR is requesting variance coverage. Next. September 30, 2024, Katanning Resources filed for regular and interim variances. A hearing of the matter was held on October 24th and granted the same day for good cause. 6 explicit findings in support of variance. The applicant is unable to comply with the district rule or HSC 41701 visual emissions. 2 non-compliance due to conditions beyond applicant's reasonable control and required compliance would result in unreasonable taking of property or closing of business. Such taking is without corresponding benefit in reducing pollution. Applicant is considered curtailing operations. Applicant will reduce emissions to maximum extent feasible. Applicant will monitor and report emissions. Two implicit findings. Operation under variance is not a nuisance. Other requirements guarantee expeditious compliance with emission standards or increments of progress. Next, please. Finding one. Applicant is unable to comply with district rule HSC 41701. Katanning is in violation of District Rules 361-F.2 and 206. Permit to operate 7149R11, conditions 3C and 6A. These permit conditions and district rules require CCR to conduct biannual source testing. CCR is unable to source test a tank heater by the anniversary date specified. Finding two, non-compliance due to conditions beyond applicant's reasonable control and requiring compliance will result in unreasonable taking of property or closing of business. Immediate compliance is not possible because the equipment is not in operation. Requiring source testing would be unreasonable taking the property because it would be the facility, because the facility would have to be resumed production only for source testing. Next. 93. Such taking is without a corresponding benefit in reducing pollution. The closing or taking would be without a corresponding benefit in reducing air contaminants because the entire field has ceased production. Next. Applicant has considered curtailing operations. CCR is currently curtailing operations. The tank heater is shut down until the facility resumes operations. Next. Finding 5. Applicant will reduce emissions to maximum extent feasible. CCR will reduce emissions to the maximum extent feasible by not operating the equipment. Next. Applicant will monitor and report emissions. CCR will monitor the tank heater once the facility resumes operations by conducting weekly portable analyzer monitoring using a district device until source testing can be completed. No excess emissions are expected. Next, please. 2 implicit findings. Operation under variance is not a nuisance. CCR ceased operations as a result and uses is not expected. Other requirements to guarantee expeditious compliance with emission standards or increments of progress. Source testing will be conducted within 45 days once the facility resumes operation. Next. In conclusion, Cat Canyon Resources seeking variance coverage until the facility resumes operation and source testing can be completed. Once operation resumes, is estimated the source testing can take will be completed within 45 days. We should allow enough time to schedule a source test, which is about 30 days out with aligned source testing, and make the appropriate notifications to the district. That's it. Thank you.
Before I go to staff, I'd like to offer an opportunity to board members to ask any questions of clarification of the petition.
Well, thank you for coming. Just a quick question. So this kind of started out because the power, the PG&E issue with power, so you couldn't do the testing. Is PG&E fixed the power?
The power is returned. So back in July, PG&E conducted a public safety shutoff. Part of their program where the power was shut off due to high winds, and so they shut the power off. Our SCADA system is on a 30-minute backup battery. It took longer than the 30 minutes required to resume the SCADA system. The SCADA system controls the entire field. We have many leases all over the place. That SCADA system has not been updated at this point, so we do have power, but we are not operating any of the fields at this point in time.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think maybe that leads into my question for why production operations were curtailed, and it sounds like it's basically plant control or field control.
Correct. Not to go into too much detail, our company is currently going to restructuring right now. So we are reducing costs by not operating the equipment. There's been restructuring, I think so. We are anticipating something happening very soon, but we do have the 90-day extension to the end of the year. But as a safety, we'd like to have a regular variance.
Just for clarification, is the reason that the field is not operating because of the power problem, or is it because the company has decided to not operate because of the financial restructuring?
Well, it started off, the power shut it off, and the financial restructuring with this. So go back a little bit, the Battles Road offloading rack is where we sold all of our oil. Once that shut down, I'm sure you guys understand the San Marino Valley crude is very strange. It's very low gravity, very high sulfur content. So we had no problems blending our oil in the pipeline to go off the market. Once that pipeline corridor shut off, to get the high sulfur oil to now be shipped to other facilities throughout the state for processing became large deal. The former management team did not have any deals in place with some of these offloading centers. So as far as I know, we're waiting to recontract with a lot of these companies and vendors. And so to do that, the company has decided to curtail operations until new contracts can be proposed and accepted and start to build back up. I don't know if that answered any question.
Okay. Thank you very much. That makes the question more clear.
Okay.
So at this time, I have this question, and you may not know the answer to this. You're under oath, so if you don't know, just say, I don't know. Okay. Is the company certain that they will be, or is it their plan anyway, that they're going to start this field back up? Or is there a potential that the field will be abandoned and plugged in an abandoned process?
That is not the intention, I can tell you this. It's, the intention is to restart the field back up.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's the answer. Thank you. Now I will open it up to the district. Does the district staff have any comment on this, and do you support the variance?
Good morning. The district staff does support the variance.
All right. No further input? No further comment?
Sorry, I have notes. I apologize. I have to read them. So district staff was informed Cat County Resources stopped operating and producing oil at the facility in June, and they put the oil leases in reservation mode to minimize excess emissions. Therefore, the tank heater, the equipment that's subject to the variance request, stopped operating in June and was not operating when the source test was due in July. Since the tank heater was not operating, the district granted an extension through September 30th in accordance with our policy to grant an extension up to 60 days. The facility hasn't operated for 5 months, and our understanding is they do not intend to operate in the near future. We support the variance request to extend the source test date to occur within 45 days once production resumes at the facility. If the variance is not granted and the facility is required to comply, that means they would operate the boiler or the tank heater and emit air pollution just to conduct the source test.
Thank you. Any questions of staff by the board? No questions. Okay, so I'm going to bring this back to the board for discussion. Specifically focused around us making findings. And I'll start by a question the board. I believe that we've heard evidence to make the findings, and I can lead a discussion on that. But if any of you have questions of either the applicant or staff aimed around difficulty making the findings, I'd like to talk about that first. Okay. So the six findings, we did hear evidence that they are in violation simply because they're not conducting the source tests as required by their permit. That's very clear. It's beyond their reasonable control. They can't do source tests because they don't fuel the boiler. And the facility is completely shut in at this time. Requiring them compliance would be unreasonable taking simply because it would be requiring something that cannot be done right now. The closing or taking would be without a corresponding benefit. The field is shut down now, and not emitting, the piece of equipment, the boiler is shut down, not emitting any air pollution. So there's no benefit in shutting down the company right now with regard to this piece of equipment, as far as pollution levels. They've considered curtailing operations in lieu of obtaining variance. They still need a variance because even though they've curtailed emissions, they're required to do source tests. So they have curtailed emissions down to zero. And during the period of variance, in effect, excess emissions will be reduced to maximum extent feasible. It is maximum extent to zero. During the period of variance, in effect, excess emissions can be quantified. So there will be a time that when they start this back up, between that time and when the variance or when the source test can be done, and he gave us evidence that they would be doing NOx testing on the boiler during that time and quantifying those emissions. There's not going to be a nuisance. It's at Canyon. It's out in the middle of nowhere. There's nobody to be a nuisance to. Just a general agreement with the board, do you think that the findings have been made?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Okay. So at this point, I'm going to open public comment, see if anybody has any public comment on this item.
Chair, Dressler, members of the hearing board, we did not receive any public comment on this item.
All right. Is there any further discussion? I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
The motion I think should be worded so that we grant variance. And then we have made findings.
Yeah, I move that we grant variance, that we made findings, and the applicable orders are in effect.
All right, got a second.
I second.
I have a motion. Second, is there any further discussion? Do I have to call the roll? Do you have to call the roll? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. You have your variance. The next item is the approval of the administrative agenda. Does any board member wish to approve any item out of the administrative agenda? I'll open public comment on the administrative agenda.
We did not receive any public comment on the administrative agenda.
I will entertain a motion to adopt the administrative agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the administrative agenda.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. That concludes our business for the day. The meeting is now adjourned. There are no items to be heard on December 4th, so we will not be meeting until at least January.